CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The Bureau of Land Management has a new leader for the first time since the Obama administration. The Senate voted 50-45 to confirm Tracy Stone Manning. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Stone Manning's confirmation comes as the BLM's national headquarters is set to leave Grand Junction, where it's been located for more than a year, though it was never fully staffed. The confirmation vote was split along party lines, including yeses from Colorado's two Democratic senators. Republicans opposed Stone Manning, arguing her work with environmental groups makes her unfit to serve. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert called the new BLM head a, quote, eco-terrorist, referencing a letter Stone Manning wrote the Forest Service in 1989, warning them about spikes placed in trees. She later testified against the two men convicted of the crime. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Janitors at Denver International Airport plan to go on strike tomorrow at noon.
The group of 350 janitors say their employer, Flagship Facility Services, isn't meeting the demand for a higher salary. Workers currently make about $17 an hour, which they say should be raised due to exhausting shifts required during the pandemic.
CPR's Paolo Schalzeda. Drought is getting worse in Colorado. Abnormally dry conditions have expanded on the eastern plains. Moffat County has the most severe drought. You're listening to CPR News.